Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
OSA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The number of lost souls linked to Hurricane Ida has now exceeded 60 as recovery efforts continue. Over 550,000 people in Louisiana remained without power overnight. Many are saying in the media the harshness of Hurricane Ida is due to climate change. It should be noted late August through September is the peak of hurricane season. Arizona State Senator Republican Wendy Rogers has called for an audit of the 2020 elections in all states ahead of the upcoming results of the Arizona audit. In a series of tweets Sunday, Rogers said the results of the Arizona audit would soon be released despite recent delays. Republican Congressman Mike McCaul of Texas from the House Foreign Affairs Committee, he tells Fox News on Sunday, Americans and Afghan interpreters remain stuck in Afghanistan.
Hundreds of American citizens left behind enemy lines in Afghanistan as I speak, and also very sadly, the interpreters.
USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
The U.S. Navy has identified the five sailors who died in a helicopter crash off the coast of San Diego, California last week. They are Lieutenant Bradley Foster of Oakhurst, California, Lieutenant Paul Friedley of Annandale, Virginia, James Buryak from Salem, Virginia, Sarah Burns from Severna Park, Maryland, and Bailey Tucker from St. Louis, Missouri. Let's get an update on the Caldor Fire in Northern California threatening Lake Tahoe. Dan Naraki reports.
Residents of South Lake Tahoe could soon return to their homes as the wildfire that was threatening the resort town stalled a few miles away. Crews have made progress on the Caldor Fire that had forced about 22,000 people out of their homes, allowing the evacuation orders to be reduced to warnings. Authorities have warned people that the fire still has the potential to threaten homes, but is currently 43% contained, according to Cal Fire. The Caldor Fire has destroyed more than 700 homes and burned more than 215,000 acres in Northern California since it was sparked on August 14th.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As we get an update on Hurricane Ida's relief efforts, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell tells Fox News climate change is the reason Ida was worse than other storms.
We still have well over 1,000 responders that are on the ground in Louisiana and several hundred more that have been supporting the events that happened in the Northeast. Hurricane Ida, she left a devastating path. Not only was it the fifth most powerful hurricane, but it impacted southern Louisiana as a Category 4 for hours. The road to recovery in that part of Louisiana is going to take a very long time. There's a lot of devastation. You know, we are definitely beginning to see the impacts of climate change. This storm in particular, it intensified so rapidly in the Atlantic or in the Gulf that emergency managers, emergency responders had even a shorter time to warn the public and help get them out of harm's way. And we're also seeing, as this storm and some of the other weather events that we've seen, they're just intensifying very rapidly and dropping a large amount of rain and tornadoes. This is the crisis of our generation, these impacts that we're seeing from climate change, and we have to act now to try to protect against the future risks that we're going to face.
History has proven August and September are the active months of a typical Atlantic hurricane season. Scientists can usually predict its path for 3 to 5 days in advance, making Ida not all that unusual. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enriched activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy Labor Day to you, America. It's Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And we've got the one and only Bill Federer from the American Minute with us. Hey, William, how are you, buddy?
Hey, it's great to be with you, Bill.
Well, Labor Day has quite the history, and I thought, we've got to get the historian. Who knows exactly? I mean, you show on your site here a Labor Day postal stamp for 3 cents. I mean, this goes back a ways, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And the history is most of the founding era, people were farmers or they had jobs like bakers, butcher, carpenter, cabinet makers, and so forth. And then you had something called the Industrial Revolution. And it started in coal mines in Britain, where they tried to find a way to get water that kept filling up the coal mines. And one guy named James Watt came up with a pump and sort of a rudimentary steam pump. And this began steam machines and steam engines and steam factories and textile manufacturing and railroads and steamboats. And all of this led to factories where they would mass produce items inexpensively. And so for the most part, the British would buy the raw cotton from the American South and then bring it over there to make all their different kind of clothes. And that was some of the things that led up to the Civil War. Americans would then re-import these English-made manufactured products back into America, and then they began to put taxes on them to make the European goods more expensive so that we could have factories in America. Mm-hmm. And we did, but most of the factories were in the North. And so as they put tariffs on European goods, making them more expensive, the people in the agricultural South either had to buy the more expensive stuff from Europe because of these tariffs or the relatively more expensive stuff from the northern factories. Mm-hmm. And that was the animosity. At one point prior to the Civil War, 90% of the federal budget was paid for by tariffs collected at the southern ports on these European goods. And so the South basically had to pay more expensive stuff from Europe or from the northern factories. And then the Civil War, lots more ended of the war, but that's one of the ingredients. So
what was the quality comparison, Bill, between that which we got from Europe and that which was coming from the North? Was it comparable?
Well, it's a good question. Yeah. At first, the Europeans, goods were a whole lot better than even goods made in France. And so it was a learning curve for the American factories to be able to get past the, beginnings of factories. But once it started, especially with steel, and in America, you had some advances in the manufacturing of steel with, the different ingredients to make it stronger and less brittle.
Right.
This just revolutionized. And if you could sum up the Industrial Revolution in one thought, it freed women up from tedious tasks of hand weaving. I mean, they would take thread and have to make the thread to make the clothes, to make the garments, and hand sewing. You know, imagine how long it would take to make a bolt of cloth by hand.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
Washing clothes and having to go down and carry water from a well or carry water from pumps. Now the pipes made out of metal could just take the water right into your home. And then it revolutionized transportation with bridges and steamboats and railroads, and then buildings like skyscrapers and so forth. So we saw in America the fastest increase in the standard of living of any people in world history. And these inventions became cheaper and cheaper, you know, from farm tools and tractors and sewing machines. And then you had a continual source of workers for the factories with immigrants.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who were leaving. Europe had a leftover from the feudal system. It had the ruling class that had been there for centuries, and then the commoners who could never hope to amass enough to get out of there. But in America, you had upward mobility. You could have people come over as immigrants, work in a factory, get an idea, start a business, and before you know it, they could become successful.
Exactly.
And as these immigrants came, Grover Cleveland was the president, and he dedicates the Statue of Liberty in 1886. And so we're welcoming all these immigrants. It's important to highlight the fact that the immigrants were a net plus. In other words, there was no welfare system. They didn't go down and sign up at the welfare office for free stuff that was paid for by taxpayers. No, the welfare system was your relatives that were already over here or the churches. There
exactly.
was no concept that the government would give you money. I mean, that was
right.
And so that's a difference from today.
And of course, you already had federal income tax at that point, right?
Not yet.
No. That's right. Okay. But coming soon, because the government had to figure out a way. I mean, after all, here it is. This industrial complex is developing all these goods and everything. People are making money, and the government's sitting there licking their chops and says, "Hey, didn't we build that? Don't we get some sort of credit?" Right.
Yeah. And so what happened was, in Europe, you had this ruling class elite that had been there for centuries, and the commoners that had no chance. And so you had sort of a seedbed for Marxism. And Karl Marx says, well, the proletariat, the masses need to team up together to tear down this ruling class. Well, some of the people infected with this German Marxism were inside of the immigrants that were coming over. And they began to want to basically take Europeans' problems and make it. And so Karl Marx did something called critical theory. That's where you would divide the country up into groups. Originally,
right.
It was critical economic theory, and they would divide them into groups of bourgeois and the proletariat. The proletariat being the working class, and the bourgeoisie were the elites and the business owners and so forth. Mm. And so, so it was this, they call it the class struggle. And we didn't have that in America prior to the Karl Marx and these German immigrants coming over. It was everybody could move up this ladder. It was no concept that there's two different ladders or there's two different groups. No, there's one ladder. Everybody can work hard and they can move up this ladder. But this Marxism, but it was a relatively new concept. We still had a popular literary genre called rags to riches stories. And the most famous was Horatio Alger. Right after the Civil War, he writes a series of these immigrants coming over, selling apples on the street corner, and before you know it, they get a store, then they open up a chain of stores, and they become millionaires. And it actually influenced the psyche of America, that people expected sort of like this manifest destiny, that they had this expectation that I can do this. And there was a guy named Orison Sweet Martin, and he began publishing in 1894 a magazine called Success, wrote a book called Pushing to the Front. And these were inspirational success stories.
Well, yeah,
of people
wow.
that you know, common sense principles and well-rounded virtues and mm-hmm. honesty and hard work. And
imagine that. We got to go to break. We've got more from the one and only Bill Fetter after this. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour on this Labor Day 2021.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. While the situation in Afghanistan remains dire, the Tide Ministry continues sharing the gospel through radio broadcasts in the local Dari language. We praise God for leading us to spread the Tide Ministry into Afghanistan earlier this year so that we already had our broadcast situated when the current crisis began. It can be dangerous to respond, but listeners have reached out and shown a desire to hear more about Christ. One listener wrote, "Every Tuesday and Thursday, I'm waiting for the special program to listen about Jesus." As we continue praying for believers trapped there, as well as for those who have not yet found the Lord, we have the assurance that God is in control, and we have faith in His provision of life and hope for His people all around the world. To learn how you can pray for and encourage Dari-speaking people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Fetter is with us, the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch. And we're talking Labor Day and going down through the whole history. Bill, gosh, I cannot thank you enough. I mean, you're such a blessing to our audience to help us go back. I mean, for some people, you know, the thing I find quite interesting whenever you're on, if people go, oh, my gosh, I never knew that. And I go, wow, this is American history. How could you not know that? And I can appreciate, you know, the current generation, the way everything is being, you know, hand-fed to them, you know, very conditionally, very much in a narrative sort of manner with a different type of objective as opposed to really understanding the history of this great country of ours. Because we're loaded with stories like Horatio Alger and all these others. And, you know, this is what brought so many immigrants here because, you know, the testimonies that went out from this country, you know, we gave people a great shot. And even to this day, people get even in the midst of all this socialistic pressure that's on our country and on our government and all, you know, the chances of being successful are still very much in your favor as opposed to, oh, let's just say Venezuela or even Afghanistan right now.
Yeah, you're right. And it is interesting that when people would come across as immigrants and there was no welfare system and they would work hard, they would, you know, all live in the first, you know, generation over in the same apartment, right? But finally, they would become successful, and then they would get charitable. And this was a result of the Judeo-Christian teaching of helping and giving to the poor.
Yeah.
And but then,
well, Bill, if you can, I'm sorry, but just to go back again because you'd mentioned this earlier, and you know, this is one of those things that people either forget or you know, it's like the first time they've heard it, and that is that how the immigration program worked and very effectively. Bruce Thatcher from History Speaks has been on several times, wrote a great book on immigration and talked about this, that there wasn't any, you know, responsibility of the, you know, of the country as a whole, that, you know, when you had an immigrant come in, he was sponsored by his family, and we also had in the early days where the churches were involved. But then you had to have that. Oh, couldn't you have the church involved? No, we got to create this this juggernaut of a welfare program because the Democrats wanted credit in much the same way that they did in 1964 when Lyndon Baines Johnson said, "Look at," and in convincing the Southern Democrats, "Hey, you got to pass this deal. You know, we do this, Poverty Act here. I mean, we're going to we're going to own the blacks of America for 100 years." Of course, he had a different word for it. But you get the point, right? And so it was all a contrived situation, and you know, to benefit one political party over the other, and not necessarily to promote the greater good of America.
Yeah. Well, and then when you see these immigrants that were infected with this German Marxism, so in 1886, they have a protest near the McCormick Harvesting Machine Company plant, and it turned into a Haymarket riot. And the from protesters threw dynamite bombs at the police. Could you imagine throwing bombs and so forth at the police? And so these rioters wanted to pick May 1st as the International Workers' Day in communion, or so to speak, with all the communist takeovers of countries around the world. Another incident is a railroad strike in 1894. It's a big deal. The Pullman Railroad Car Company is in Chicago. They have a downturn. They can't pay all their workers. And so Eugene Debs, a socialist, begins to organize them. And he does this critical theory, haves and have-nots, victims, oppressors, and he has riots. And these riots destroy $80 million worth of railroad cars in 27 states. Ooh. And the country is brought to a standstill because the mail is shipped on railroads, all the supplies. And could you imagine rioting spreading all across the country? And anyway, it's called Debs Rebellion. And so Grover Cleveland has to send in 12,000 U.S. Army troops to break up the strike. And several are killed, and Debs is put in prison. He reads Karl Marx's Das Kapital. He comes out, and he starts the Socialist Party of America. Now, Grover Cleveland is running for re-election. He wants to appease all these workers. And so in 1894, he does a Labor Day. And that's where Labor Day comes from. He did not want it on May 1st because he didn't want to be in association with the International Communist Workers' Day, so he made it the first Monday in September. So Eugene Debs is in prison. He starts the Socialist Party of America. He runs for president 5 times. He even runs one time from prison. He is a draft dodger during World War One. Mm-hmm. And then in 1919, there are the May Day riots that take place. It's Antifa-style rioting that spread the country, and Eugene Debs was sort of an instigator in some of that. And you know Eugene Debs because Bernie Sanders had his portrait on the wall.
Exactly. Yeah.
And
the high school dropout, you know, that was his hero. Okay. Yeah.
And so Woodrow Wilson denied the pardon for Debs, and he says, while the flower of American youth was pouring out its blood to vindicate the cause of civilization over in World War One, this man Debs stood behind the lines sniping and attacking and denouncing him. This man was a traitor to his country. He will never be pardoned. During my administration, the next president, Warren G. Harding, did not pardon Debs. He said, there is no question of his guilt. He is a dangerous man calculated to mislead the unthinking and affording excuse for those of criminal intent. Now, the same time Eugene Debs is doing this over here, mm-hmm. Lenin is doing the same thing in Russia, right? And mm-hmm. he is organizing all of his communist takeover, and then it gets bloody and so forth. Then branching off of the Socialist Party of America in 1920 is the Communist Party USA, and they run candidates for president every year until 1940. And you think, well, what happened then? Franklin Roosevelt's the Democrat president, and he makes a treaty with Joseph Stalin of the Soviet Union. And so the Communist Party USA says, why should we run our own candidate when here we have a Democrat candidate that's making treaties with Joseph Stalin in Russia? And so from
exactly,
that point on,
right.
Yeah. They would just support the Democrat candidates. The Haymarket statues in Chicago, they got blown up again in 1969 by Bill Ayers and Eric Mann and their Weather Underground. Now, you know Bill Ayers because he's the one who launched President Obama's political campaign. He had a fundraiser at his house. Bill Ayers said, I am a radical leftist, a small C communist, so on and so forth. And Eric Mann, the Weather Underground police bomber, he trained Police Colors, one of the founders of Black Lives Matter. And Patrice Cullors says, myself and Alicia Garza, in particular, are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists. We are super versed in, on sort of ideological theories. So we see this Marxism coming across with these organizers, with the Eugene Debs, with the Socialist Party, and then branching off the Communist Party, and then the Haymarket riots and the Weather Underground, and then we got the Black Lives Matter. You can sort of see a very, like a baton being passed off.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's amazing how we allow people like this, these rebels, to take advantage of our constitutional liberties, you know, to take us on like this. I mean, you know, of course, in the 50s, we had McCarthy going after, you know, going after all the communists. Maybe there was a little bit of validity in the midst of that insanity. What do you think?
Yeah, it is. The communists have a goal, and it's to cause division so that they can come in promising a solution. But it's in the process you give up your freedom. Yeah. Karl Marx says communism can be summed up in one sentence: abolition of private property. Mm. Now, the Bible talks about private property. They went into the promised land. Every family was given private property. You can, if you own property, you can accumulate stuff. The Bible called that being blessed.
Yes.
It's property. It's yours. And then you can be moved upon in your heart to give away some of your stuff. That is called charity. But if there is no private property, how can you be charitable? What are you going to give away if you don't own anything?
Exactly.
You'll somebody else, now you're a thief. And that's where you get John Lennon's 1971 song, Imagine, where he says, imagine no possessions and no religion, too. Okay, great. No possessions. But who decides who lives in the nice house and who lives in the dumpy house?
Exactly.
Somebody in the government dictates those things. Well, whoever dictates those things is a dictator.
Right, exactly. Well, Bill Feder, we got to leave it there. We appreciate the history lesson. Happy Labor Day to you, my friend. Thank you for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nana!
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The number of lost souls linked to Hurricane Ida has now exceeded 60 as recovery efforts continue. Over 550,000 people in Louisiana remained without power overnight. Many are saying in the media the harshness of Hurricane Ida is due to climate change. It should be noted late August through September is the peak of hurricane season. Arizona State Senator Republican Wendy Rogers has called for an audit of the 2020 elections in all states ahead of the upcoming results of the Arizona audit. In a series of tweets Sunday, Rogers said the results of the Arizona audit would soon be released despite recent delays. Republican Congressman Mike McCaul of Texas from the House Foreign Affairs Committee, he tells Fox News on Sunday, Americans and Afghan interpreters remain stuck in Afghanistan.
Hundreds of American citizens left behind enemy lines in Afghanistan as I speak, and also very sadly, the interpreters.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
As we move into the next season, the end of summer, officially, with Labor Day. Also, the end of some government stimulus happens today as well. You can mark that down. That's could be a nice boon for small businesses who have been labor-starved and, you know, on Labor Day of all days, you know, going, look, we need to get our people back to work. That was quite curious that Joe Biden said, well, they better not be not going to work and just taking advantage of the. I don't understand their thinking whatsoever. And Dr. Paul Kengor is with us, a professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Paul, I mean, is that like bizarre? I mean, that you would reward people for certain behavior, and then you claim that, you know, there's no relationship whatsoever. But when you talk to business owners, they say, darn right, you know, we're trying to hire people back. And they go, well, you know, I'm making more money staying at home watching TV, playing video games.
Yeah, a lot of that is happening, Bill. I mean, I've seen that place to place around the country over the last few months. My son and I were in a small town in Oklahoma about 2 or 3 months ago. We were actually there for the final week of filming on Reagan, the movie, which is based on one of my books. And so this was a nice little town in Oklahoma, Guthrie, Oklahoma, and we were trying to find a place to go to dinner one night, and the only restaurant that was open amid, you know, still this kind of lingering COVID stuff, they were closed that night, and they had a sign on the door. They said, sorry, we are forced to close tonight because of our overworked staff, because we explaining they couldn't hire people. And you know, I just had a couple friends who came back from Florida, and they said they went to a bunch of different places, a number of different restaurants that were either closed for the evening or whatever because they were short-staffed because they can't hire people. And it's really a very depressing sign of our times that a lot of people, I mean, this isn't you, it's not me, but a lot of people, you know, here in Labor Day 2021 would rather than go out and work for themselves and earn an honest living, would rather line up for the old Uncle Sam gravy train. It's pretty pretty sad.
But it's, and the thing that's so scary about that, Paul, it's so unsustainable. And the other thing that we've been talking about, and you can appreciate this as well, is our brain is a muscle. And you can't put it on hold. You can't just set it aside. I mean, we're finding this out with their kids. You know, they've been out of the classroom, that sort of thing. And, I mean, everybody's getting dumbed down in the process. All for this, as you say, the government gravy train. But time and again and throughout history, we're reminded that, the government gravy train, it cometh and it goeth.
True. In fact, it's not just like physical exercise, right? Like weightlifting or jogging or even doing physical exercise with a kind of a blue collar job. But yeah, you take time off, your muscles get weak, your muscles atrophy, you get out of condition, and the same happens with mental stimulation as well.
Exactly.
I was recently, quite coincidentally, reading something from Richard Nixon, right? Our former president. And he was talking about how prolific he was going into his 80s, writing all these books, a book every other year. And the interviewer asked him, he said, "You must really like to write." And he said, no, I don't like to write at all. He said, "I find it difficult to do." He said, "But as I've gotten older, I find that I need to work my brain.
Yes.
I need to exercise my mind." And he said, "I'm absolutely convinced that, you know, this is a cure for, for
Alzheimer's or whatever."
Alzheimer's, right. You need to keep at it. And I've had occasions where I'll be in a car for the weekend having driven all over the place it's almost like jet lag, right? You come back on Monday morning, it's a little harder to think. So imagine people that have been doing this now for going back to probably winter, spring of 2020. And Joe Biden just keeps, you know, the only thing that he's got running, right, is the printing presses in Washington, you know, printing out more dollars, you know, to send the people so they can not work. And this is killing us from an inflationary perspective. And it's also really, you know, continues to change America as we knew it. I mean, the American in 2021 is, I hate to say this, but it's not the country I grew up in in the 70s and then the 1980s, and it gets more and more depressing to me. Every year, Bill, it really does.
No, I'm right with you on it, and to your point, it's like, you know, for us, you know, I do the show Monday through Friday. Well, and even like last night, I was flying in from Hawaii to Los Angeles. And that's the thing I've noticed is, you know, to your point, is even just being off Saturday and Sunday, because Friday night, since I'm off the show, Friday after through Saturday is my Sabbath. And I really try to do everything I can to honor that. I don't want to pick up anything electronic. I don't want to read any news. I don't want to do anything. It's just that is my Sabbath day, Friday, Saturday. And so then, you know, come Sunday and I start to read a little bit, but I'll tell you, it takes me a bit to get back on Monday to hit the ground running. And so this is why I'm so appreciative that you're here, because you're already running. You're making me look good here.
And you and I had emailed on Friday, and I said, "Hey, it's Labor Day. Are you sure you want to you want to do the show on Monday?" And
exactly.
You said, "Yeah, like you. You know, I'm working on that day." Yeah. And, which of course is nothing against people taking the day off, right?
No, not at all.
You know, but. Right. Yeah. Our beef is with the people that they're taking off 6 months or a year when they could be working but are choosing not to because they'd rather get that government money.
Exactly. And for me, it's not so much a beef as much as I feel sorry for our fellow humanoids here, you know, fellow Americans that are getting dumbed down. I mean, let's go back. And, of course, anytime you associate anything with Donald Trump, well, then that's verboten. But the fact of the matter is he was very outspoken about the fact that we should not let the cure be worse than the disease. And again, Donald Trump is right. In fact, I was talking with Sean Spicer. He's got his new book called Radical Nation that is releasing. And I said, Sean, I got the title of your next book. And he says, what's that? And I said, Trump was right. I go, that's the headline. Because how often did we hear Trump was wrong, whether it was a Russian collusion, whether it had to do with, you know, border policies, the XL pipeline, you know, just on and on. He was wrong, and including even January the 6th. Now, the FBI has come up and said, hey, guess what, Trump? You know, he wasn't responsible. There was no insurrection as far as they were concerned, and they weren't holding him accountable. They liberated him. Of course, that headline came and went faster, you know, in a way that Joe Biden wished the headline about Afghanistan would have gone that fast. But, you know, some things just don't go away. But anything that has Donald Trump's name to it, it just goes away. And then when you're trying to talk to somebody who just hates Donald Trump so immensely, there's really no reasoning. You know, you can't sit there and go, okay, well, you know, and it goes back to a commentary that I wrote a while ago last year. I just said, who told you to hate Donald Trump? You know, because when you look at the policies and where we are and what has happened, I mean, there's a clear distinction when Donald Trump was president and what we've experienced in the last 7-8 months under Joe Biden.
Well, I'll give you one that you'll really appreciate. I've been holding on to this. And this is from August 21st, 2017. And this is Donald Trump giving a speech in Fort Myer, Virginia. And he says here, he's talking about withdrawing from Afghanistan, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says, the consequences of a rapid exit are both predictable and unacceptable. 9/11, the worst terrorist attack in our history, was planned and directed from Afghanistan because that country was ruled by a government that gave comfort and shelter to terrorists. A hasty withdrawal would create a vacuum that terrorists, including ISIS and Al-Qaeda, would instantly fill, just as happened before September 11th. But I got to pause right there, Bill. I mean, a lot of people at that time aren't thinking about ISIS in respect to Afghanistan, but Trump was. And he said, and as we know, in 2011, America hastily and mistakenly withdrew from Iraq. As a result, our hard-won gains slipped back into the hands of terrorist enemies. Our soldiers watched as cities they had fought for and bled to liberate and won were occupied by a terrorist group called ISIS. The vacuum that we created by leaving too soon gave safe haven for ISIS to spread, grow, recruit, and launch attacks. And Trump, August 21st, 2017, said, we cannot repeat in Afghanistan the same mistake.
Gotta leave it there. More from Dr. Paul.
The lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.98 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Before the top of the hour on Labor Day Monday, Bill Martinez here. Dr. Paul Kengor continues with us, the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Paul, I want to, because we got cut off a little bit, I wanted you to, you know, finish the statement and bring a conclusion to, you know, what Donald Trump had laid out for us.
Yeah, so that was August 21st, 2017, and he was speaking in Fort Myer, Virginia, and he said, quote, "We cannot repeat in Afghanistan the mistake our leaders made in Iraq.
Iraq. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's the exact quote. As we know, in 2011, America hastily and mistakenly withdrew from Iraq. As a result, these are his exact words. Our hard-won gains slipped back into the hands of terrorist enemies. Our soldiers watched as the cities they fought for, bled to liberate, and won were occupied by a terrorist group called ISIS. The vacuum we created by leaving too soon gave safe haven for ISIS to spread, grow, recruit, and launch attacks." Mm-hmm. He said, "We can't let happen in Afghanistan what had happened when Obama pulled our troops too early from Iraq in 2011 and 2014. So and now, you know, Donald Trump did want to take troops from Afghanistan, remove troops from Afghanistan, something that I was very critical of. Mm-hmm. But as he has said, and Pompeo and others have said in the last few weeks, they said, "But look, we would not have done it like this. We would not have withdrawn him in this way." And a lot of people probably said, CNN types, "Oh, no, that's not true. Trump would have done it even worse." Well, Trump was on the record here in a formal foreign policy speech, right, written by his staff, mm-hmm. written by speechwriters, probably reading from a teleprompter, right, August 21st, 2017, you know, warning about exactly what happened. So Trump is consistent. He's on the record with this. And at the very least, as Trump has said, as everybody has said, right, everybody, even a lot of liberals, even people like Jake Tapper at CNN, right? I mean, you can't do what Biden did, withdrawing the way that he did, and then of all things, like Marco Rubio put it, we just gave the Taliban an air force.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we empowered them more. And you talk about in your column, is America going back to 9/11? We could only hope we'd go back to 9/11, but that we've empowered the Taliban with so much weaponry, as you said, an air force and all the other modern technology, and then they want us to believe that it wasn't all that big a deal, and it wasn't $80 billion worth of stuff. In fact, to even make it more obvious, they scrubbed it from the government website, the equipment that was left behind. So what does that tell you?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. And somebody else who warned about this that I talk about in that column, John McCain.
Yes.
John McCain warned about this. In fact, McCain warned about this in December 2014. And this is really prophetic, Bill. Mm-hmm. When he was warning at that point about Barack Obama appointing as Deputy Secretary of State a guy by the name of Anthony Blinken, of all things. Mm-hmm. And McCain said back then, he said Blinken's not only unqualified in his view, but he said he's one of the very worst selections of a bad lot that was nominated by this president. And he pointed to, he said in particular, what he was really concerned about, McCain was that Blinken wanted to withdraw troops from Iraq, like Obama did, and he said, and now he wants to do the very same thing in Afghanistan. And again, that was his Deputy Secretary of State in 2014. And McCain said, I'm very concerned about a replay, as he put it, right? Mm-hmm. A replay in Afghanistan of what had happened in Baghdad, right?
Right.
And now fast forward 7 years later, and the guy that Obama appointed as Deputy Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, President Joe Biden appointed as Secretary of State in 2021. So this whole group, this whole staff, Biden, Blinken, Milley, the whole group of them. I mean, I don't know who should resign first.
Exactly.
It's a terrible situation.
Yeah, the level of incompetence is so obvious, and it's sad to talk about it in these terms when you're talking about the President of the United States, because it puts us all in danger, Paul. I mean, what happens in Afghanistan isn't going to stay there. I mean, you know, they're going to celebrate, 9/11, 2021, and then they go into a little bit of a... a little bit of a season of quiet, and then after the first of the year, they're going to come. I mean, they're going to connoiter in such a way that they're going to pick up where they left off. And meanwhile, all this money that has been funneled to them, the weaponry that they're going to put on the market, and they're going to leverage. And of course, China's going to, they've been all over that from day one because they want to get their hands on all that technology, right?
Right. Right. That's exactly right. Yeah, and so here we are, we're going back on the 20th anniversary of September 11, 2001. The Taliban flag is going to be flying over Kabul. And I would actually argue here, Bill, that it's going to be worse today than it was even on 9/11, 2001, because at this point, the Taliban actually controls more territory, has greater political control than it had in 2001. 2001, the Taliban had been there since only 1996.
Right.
And now, at this point, ISIS is there, of all things. So this is potentially a far worse situation than we even had back in 9/11, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, the heart of the American people and the general phrase around from the left is we don't want to be in these lifelong wars, and 20 years was long enough, that sort of thing. But, it goes back to what you and I talked about, I think, a couple of years ago, Paul, said, you may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you. And,
right.
These seasons come, they go, and the Middle East has been a hotbed for thousands of years. Okay, this isn't something that just happened right now. But you can ill afford to allow the Taliban to come in and take over. This is why, as you say, the documentation of the policy, of the Trump policy, was so clear. I mean, it's even in writing that this was condition-based, that the Taliban was supposed to meet with the government of Afghanistan, and they were to work out some sort of consensus plan. That didn't happen. for whatever reason, and probably the reason it didn't happen because there wasn't anybody here, you know, from the United States making sure that it did happen. And Joe Biden, I don't know what in the heck he was thinking, that he would just, you know, turn over everything, the air base, move the military out first, leave all the, and then claim that he wasn't leaving anybody behind. But they're saying now, Paul, that, you know, it isn't a couple of hundred, you know, it could be 1,000+ Americans that were left behind. I mean, this is our worst nightmare. Benghazi, you know, so many times over, and doing something. I mean, this is why the military is so upset. And like the one lieutenant colonel spoke out so bravely about it, questioning, hey, where's the brass? You know, where are the generals, you know, putting their stars on the table saying this is unacceptable. We cannot leave an American behind. And nobody fell on the sword but a lieutenant colonel. Falls on his sword after 17 right. years of service to this country, and he's the only one that has any kind of, you know, intestinal fortitude to say this is unacceptable. And so, well, you know, they fire him and shuffle him off to Buffalo, so to speak.
Well, I would say that Biden wasn't thinking at all. But then again, I mean, look at how they're ready for other things, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Biden last week, in response to this Texas heartbeat bill on abortion that the Supreme Court held up so far by a vote of 5-4. You know, Biden suddenly jumps out proactively and aggressively and says he's going to put the whole of the government on this, right? From DOJ to HHS. So now all of a sudden, you know, he's this intrepid commander in chief, right? Or look back at Afghanistan in June, and our State Department, our ambassador, made sure that they celebrated Gay Pride Month. You know, it flew the rainbow flag over the embassy in Kabul, which, you know, if you're a liberal and you're thinking, well, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, liberals are all big about honoring other cultures and their beliefs. How do you think traditional Muslims of all stripes, felt about that in Afghanistan in June? In fact, I have a friend who contacted me from the United Arab Emirates to Saudi Arabia, other places in the Middle East. Muslims were saying, why are you doing this?
Exactly.
This offends people where we are. And of course, the response of the left is, well, you don't like it, you should be offended, right?
Right. Which
they wouldn't normally do on other things, but they did this here. You know, it enraged the Taliban, and it probably enraged a lot of the people, traditional Muslims, who are against the Taliban. But also thought, you know, come on, America, we're trying to defend you here in our country, and you go and do something like this. This harms us. This works against them.
Yeah, God forbid. Yeah, go ahead, Paul. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So these liberals can be very proactive, very thoughtful, very, very, very much planners when it comes to certain priorities. And then on other issues, like withdrawing from Afghanistan, of all things, it seems like they're not ready at all. And they completely blow it.
Paul, this might be unfair, but my feeling has been, even going back to the days of Obama, is that they live in the world of the theoretical. You know, it's just like, it's like they get in these little silos and go, hey, wouldn't it be nice, you know, let's do this, kumbaya.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody thinks it out to say, okay, what's the end game here? Well, it isn't. It's just about emotion. And it was like, how could you, in the process of being so smart and thinking about this, how do you ignore the women? I mean, we just came off of all this hashtag Me Too movements, everything else, women's rights and everything like that, and you allow these young women who know nothing of Sharia, you know, in the last 20 years, and suddenly, here it is, here's your burqa, and, oh, and your new husband. But what do you mean, new husband? I'm 13 years old. That's just the way it is. You know, you're a trophy of war. Right? Exactly.
Yep.
And they're quiet. They just sit there like God's frozen chosen, and they're just dumbfounded. It's unflippin' believable, Paul Kengor. I don't know. I'm telling you. Well, that's a wrap here, buddy. I appreciate the time. Thank you for coming on the show, Dr. Paul Kengor, professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Take care, buddy. Have a great Labor Day. You got it.
You
Bye.
Too.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population